Are you ready for the Low Blows Network? It's the show where you control what's on the agenda. Ask us anything and we're bound to answer. Starring Rick Nash, Corporate King, and the Queen of Irish Wrestling, Katie Harvey. It's Ask Low Blows.
Bravo!
Wait. I was in Saggart yesterday. I've given Saggart a lot of shit, but I got my first jam.
Hey!
It's not, it's City West, but in the address it says Saggart. I don't believe that it is Saggart. I still think Saggart's actually water, but I can't deny it is there on the address, so that's good. There's been no effects other than that, I'll be honest, right? I'm a bit salty. They didn't give out any sort of badges or stickers for being a brave boy, which I thought was a bit scummy.
None of that, neither,
you know what I mean? So I thought that was a bit shit, but I didn't get sick or anything, so that's good. Because I feel like I got the Pfizer one. I know, like, I've got, everyone I know that's gotten the Johnson one, all two of you seem to have gotten really sick.
I got Moderna and I got really sick.
Yeah.
I was just an idiot. So I had it last week and they turned around to me and they were like, I got it in a pharmacy. And they turned around. Now, your one who did mine actually was very like, oh, you're being very brave. And I'm like, I'm 34. because I started bleeding after I got it, like, I started coming down quite heavy. I didn't even notice it was. She's like, oh, you must have been drinking loads of water, were you? Like, trying to make me feel better. And I was like, I don't care, like, I'm fine. What is it? And, like, I got it in a pharmacy, and they turned around to me, and they were like, now, just make sure that kind of, you know, as you're leaving, get a packet of paracetamol in case you don't have one. And they were really good, though, as well. Like, if you're, like, for me, they just turned around. They didn't even present it as an option. They're like, this is going to happen to you. You're going to get tired. You probably will have a fever. You'll get this, you'll get that. After 2 days, you won't. It'll go. You'll be fine. There are these extended possibilities that you can get it. We haven't heard one person get any of these kind of things. It's not realistic, but we have to tell you anyway. You can look into the pamphlet. And it was really good for, like, the fact that they tell you, you're going to get a fever, but then in 2 days, whatever happens, you're going to be fine. I'm like, okay, I can accept that. Thanks for honesty.
And they can upsell paracetamol. And they did.
But then being a tick, because, like, I'm like, oh, I definitely have paracetamol. You always have paracetamol. I never got it. And then I had a fever in a fucking heat wave. Which is one of the worst nights of my life. Because it's like the mixture of hot and cold and everything. Oh, I was sick. But like then the next day I got paracetamol and it was fine. It was grand. So if you're getting a jab, get paracetamol and just start whacking it into you as soon as you're finished.
Yeah, she turned around afterwards. Yeah, like the paracetamol vaccine was really, really sound. And she turned around afterwards and was like, okay, so the side effects are going to be this. I was like, I wasn't ready for all that. And none of it happened. Like, I don't know. It kind of just varies person to person. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? So, look at the draw, I suppose.
I like the way they did it with me, because like they're just like, this is going to happen, and that, like, if it didn't happen, I'm not going to be like, you told me I'd get sick, you know what I mean? I'm like, okay, awesome, I got away with it. But like the fact that they're just like, this is going to happen, just accept that. And I'm like, okay, I accept it. Fever, I'll live, it'll be fine. So I really like that.
I'm going to be, and also apparently I'm going to be like fully vaxxed going to college as well, which is great.
Nice.
I think she said that they'll contact in 28 days, which is 27 days from now. I've done the maths. And, so which means I assume it'll be a few days after that I actually get the second jab. So,
but and then it's 2 weeks after that you're fully vaxxed.
Yeah, but I mean you can like pretend you're fully vaxxed though when you get your second jab though. Yeah.
I got to wave my COVID passport today to get into a cafe. A real dickhead.
I don't even want to go in. Like, I hated indoor dining before like all this happened. Do you know what I mean? Anyway, so what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna show up just for indoor dining because I can, like, in a couple of weeks, whatever, and then leave.
Well, what the heartbreaking thing was, I was sitting outside, me and my mat, and we were sitting outside this lovely cafe having breakfast, and there's loads of people at the tables. And it started lashing rain halfway through our
So you
route.
Left from my outside?
No, my mat's fully vaxxed as well. But like as everyone else was trying to cram underneath like these two umbrellas for shelter, I just slowly took out my vaccination cert and I was like, I can actually come in.
What a
wanker. I felt like such a dickhead.
Yeah, you were.
Such a dickhead. Just me being like, I was actually just out there by choice. I am able to come in here.
Now, you should have been like, you know, when kids are buying drink and they're trying to get people to use like their ID or whatever, I should be like, can I use your ID?
That's what we were saying it's going to be like. Remember when you used to borrow ID when you were like 17? And the big thing was like, the bouncer's going to ask your star signs, you better memorize. Like, I'm a Gemini. And like, you just always thought like the bouncers were going to ask star signs when you were using a fake ID. Like, it's going to be the same with the COVID passports. Like, I'm a Gemini.
Well, I find it gas. I know we're getting sidetracked. We haven't gotten into questions yet. But one thing I find really funny though is that, you know, like under 18s are now going into the pubs and all that.
Yeah.
What I find really funny about that is that like people are thinking, oh, parents with kids and all that. I'm not thinking that at all. I'm thinking like lads in sixth year. So like, yeah, one of them's 18, they can all go in. You know what I mean? Like, everyone that's like, if it was like one 18-year-old is fully vaccinated and the rest of them are all 17, it's like, whey, lads, you know what I mean? Like,
it's a very different world now.
It's so weird, it's so bizarre, but it's funny. Fucking, yeah, we'll hop into the questions then anyway. At Kento CCSC, there is no Zoom, so I'm going to have to be Kento for this one.
Can you do a Kento impression, please?
Hi, I'm Kento. Armageddon-y gold. Another road trip time. You've been dropped to Mizenhead, am I pronouncing that right?
Yeah.
Mizenhead, Ireland's most southerly point. You now have an 8-hour and 16-minute drive ahead of you all the way to Malinhead, Ireland's most northerly point, in an old Volkswagen from 1999, meaning you'll need plenty of pit stops. Pick your passengers. The Dunphys. Phil Dunphy, Claire Dunphy, Alex Dunphy and Eamon Dunphy. Or the Bradys, Liam Brady, Tom Brady, and Karen Brady. Well, this is easy. I'm going with the Dunphys.
Yeah.
I would rip off my arms hanging out with Phil Dunphy, the funniest man ever. And
Eamon Dunphy as well. Like,
oh, Eamon! Oh, man, I didn't even think of that. Yeah, that'd be hilarious. I'm going with the Dunphys.
I like Tom Brady, but he's the only one I know in that team.
Karen Brady is owns West Ham.
Oh, she was on the Apprentice.
Yeah.
I fucking love her. Oh, I go with the Bradys.
Really?
Liam Brady as well. Are you particularly passionate about?
Wait, who's Liam Brady?
Liam Brady's the other football pundit. Well, Bill, I think that you should do it that way.
He's the lad who, during the Euros, it was his job to talk about, like, the, I think it was the Macedonian national team. And he's like, yeah, a lot of them are in the Bundesliga. I don't know who they are. I don't watch it.
I appreciate it. That's like,
well, me. You think Spain are going to lose? Spain are playing... I think Spain are going to lose.
But see, like, I feel like that's me covering Raw when I've only watched the highlights. Like, I appreciate that kind of, like, trying to win.
Yeah,
I respect it. So I'll stick with the Bradys.
Right, the Terrys. John Terry, Rob Terry, Terry Crews, and is it Terry Pritchard?
Yeah.
Or the Pauls, Jake Paul, Logan Paul, Paul Levesque, and Aaron Paul.
Oh, this is easy.
This is piss easy. I'm going with the Terrys. Terry Crews, ooh, Kill, and Rob Terry was a beast back when he wrestled in TNA back in the day. So I could ask him, be like, how'd you get all muscly and stuff? And then I could look like Rob Terry by the time the car journey's over. Who knows? But you could not pay me to sit in a car for 8 hours and 16 minutes with Jake and Logan Paul.
Yeah.
Triple H being there makes no difference to me. Aaron Paul, I know who he is. He's from Breaking Bad.
I didn't like Breaking Bad, so that's really not a draw for me.
I mean, I did, but I watched it when I was like 14. I don't remember it. So it's just like, he's just another lad. Do you know what I mean? So I'm going to go with the Terrys on this one.
I've met John Terry before and he was nice to my ma, so...
It's usually nice to other people's wives.
And I love Terry Crews. Actually, you know that. It doesn't matter who else is in the car, but I got to hang out with Terry Crews. Yeah. That is the draw there.
Yeah, solid. Terry Crews vote for me. John Terry, I'm single, so like, he's not a threat. Anyway, so like, he's the only one that's kind of putting me off there. So yeah, no, Terry's all the way there.
The Justins? Justin Shape, Justin Incredible, Justin Daniels, or the Michaels. Is that Michael Caine? Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Michael Scott and Shawn Michaels.
Oh, that is dope.
Well, last time I travelled on a long car journey with Justy, he showed me lots of eel porn. do I want to go through that again?
It won't be. He doesn't do the same bit twice. It's going to be a different kind of animal porn.
It won't be the same thing again. It's like,
calamari porn.
It depends on his surroundings, what he's going to talk about. Like, I've done numerous trips to Belfast with him, and I have heard him shout for 90 minutes straight about Game of Thrones facts and Game of Thrones theories. Like, and it's, I mean, other people, we all watched it. None of us got a word in. None of us got to express our theories. So, you know, he's inspired by his surroundings. So you might get some good knowledge going all the way through Ireland with him.
See, I feel, the one thing I will say about the eel porn, was I bored watching the eel porn? No, I wasn't bored. I mean, I did. Now, well, you know, might not be like the best thing in the world, but I wasn't bored. And when you're particularly on a long journey like that, it's probably late. You're probably getting really tired and trying to fight going to sleep. You're never gonna fall asleep with Justy in the car. You know what I mean?
You will not let you.
Whereas, like, I don't really know those Michaels lads besides Sean and I don't know. Like, if it was
Michael
like
Michael Caine. Yeah, my name is Michael Caine.
Like, I know of them, but I don't know. Like, right, it's sort of like it's just randomers, really, isn't it? Like, at least, like, of the three of the Justins, I know three of the two, like, actually to talk to. Whereas the Michaels, I don't know any of them to talk to. Do you know what I mean?
See, last time I was on a long car journey with Justin Daniels, I, unrelated, got pulled over by the police, right? And he made fun of me the entire 3-hour drive home, saying that I was going to cry in front of a guard, and he still brings it up to this day. And I just want to point out, I wasn't going to cry in front of the guard.
Yeah,
I was,
you were.
I was very stressed out because I was trying to get out of Cork City and I was lost and my phone wasn't working, and we had circumnavigated the city about 3 times trying to get out, and obviously this guard of car was watching me being like, what the fuck is she doing with this car of young lads, just like not able to get out of Cork, and it was a whole thing, and I don't want to be in a car with him.
Justin Daniels, the man, you've solidified the point. I'm
going with the Michaels. I really want to pick Michael Caine and Michael and Shawn Michaels like brains for a few hours. I'd say that you get some amazing stories, and Michael Scott is also the crack as well, so I'm going to Michaels.
I've been forced to watch The Office again.
Yeah, because you got it wrong the first time. I agree with that.
Phil said I only have to watch the last 3 seasons.
They're the worst.
Oh really? Because he's watching them for the first time ever.
They're not bad, but they're not the seasons that people talk about. Like, I liked them, but like, me liking the second last season is, now don't get me wrong, I think the third last season is where someone big leaves the show, and then the second last season is just kind of like trying to readapt the show, and the show just goes into fuck it mode, and it gets a lot of like disapproval, but I actually think you'll like it because it's an unpopular opinion, so you'll be all over it. Like, you'll be like, oh, everyone hates this, really? I think it's the best show ever. But that's an okay opinion because I think it's really funny. And then the last season is just wrapping it up, which means nothing if you haven't followed along. It's good, trust, like, it's seriously good. I don't get how you hate it.
Right, the Johns, John Cena, Travolta, and John Stern, or Jacks, Jack Bauer, Jack Jester, and Jack Geller. Well, I mean, John Cena, I think it'd be really interesting to travel like an 8-hour car journey with John Cena. I think it'd be funny. I mean, particularly considering that's like, you know, my childhood as well. Yeah, that lot, like, I'll be honest, I don't know anyone else. Jack, I know Jack Jester, that's just like, Jester, yeah?
Yeah.
So, unless it's like a more famous one that I don't know, that's why I'm asking. But,
Jack Geller is Monica and Ross's dad and friends.
Yeah. Alright, that means none. Jack Bauer?
24.
He murders a lot of people.
Well, that would be a sign then for Johns. I'd go with the John Carr on that one.
I'm going to go for the John. It's Stern John, not John Stern.
Oh.
Stern John is Trinidad, their football manager. It's a very random one. John's a very common name. I can't believe that's the only other one.
Stern John. So it's just like, he's just dead serious the whole time. Like,
No, his name is that. Like, that's his name.
Why would they call him that, though?
It's not a wrestling name. It's his name. His first name is Stern.
Yeah, but he came up with his parents like, he's quite Stern. We're going to call him.
I doubt that's what happened. I'd say it's just a Trinidadian like, kind of name. Probably quite a common name. They didn't just say, what a Stern baby.
What do you say if somebody's from, is Trinidad and Tobago, would you say?
Yeah.
So like, Trinidad and Tobago, and like, is that what you'd say, or would you say something else?
Trinidadian, isn't it?
Trinidadian.
There's a lot of syllables there. That's a lot.
Yeah, it's Trinidadian. Yeah.
That's mad. Yeah. No, I'm going to go with, wait, which one are we on now?
I'm on the Johns.
See, I would like to be in the car with John Cena, but the issue is John Travolta there, because I get sucked into cults easily, and I'm afraid I would emerge a Scientologist by the end of the trip.
That'd be handy for me, because the Scientology place is right beside where I live. Yeah, I'd be...
Did I ever tell you about how I nearly became a Scientologist?
Oh, no.
I didn't really, but I'm just like... Right, so we went to New York, and, across from where we're staying, we're just off kind of... What's up the main kind of street? Oh, forget it. Anyway, we're just off going to Manhattan. But what is it? The Church of Scientology was directly across the road from the hotel we're at. And we walk by it every day. And then we made to come on, we go in. We go in. And I'm like, they're really good at converting people into their cult. They're not fucking about. They won't convert us. This is just a typical young flip from Dublin. I'm like, that's what everyone says. The amount of people that get converted, right? So then they come in and it's like, do you know the episode of Friends where they want to quit the gym?
Yeah.
And it's this beautiful woman just walks right up and it's like, hello, how are you all today? This beautiful, kind of, and very, kind of, you know, where you get, American, kind of soft-spoken, polite woman, you know what I mean? And just real, charming and stuff like that. And straight away, we're three young fellas in our early 20s, I love you. And then, what is it? She's like, come in and watch this movie. And, they randomly, put us in, a little mini theater just by ourselves. And then they press play. And they start showing us all these graphic imagery of, this footballer being mangled by an injury in a sport. But it's very, it's culty. It's very, they're flashing, graphic images at you, stuck within the thing. And I'm like, lads, we're being brainwashed. Get the fuck out of here. And they're like, relax, it'll be fine. I'm like, you are going to give them your credit card details at the end of this movie. Get out. I'm like, stop, we're actively being brainwashed. And then we literally went out, and as we're going out, she's just like, guys, you didn't get to watch the full movie. I'm like, bye, don't look at me, pretty American. It was genuinely oh my god, they're actively brainwashing us into being in a cult. So yeah, it's real.
So the Johnson?
Johns, yeah. Johns, yeah. I want to talk about Pulp Fiction with John Travolta.
The Sams, Maguire, D, Smith, and Beckett, or the Rachels, Stevens, Green,
Weiss,
and Blackmore. Do I know any of these people?
You know Sammy D.
Oh,
yeah,
right.
You actively know him.
Sammy D.
Sam Maguire is a cup, isn't
it? Oh, it's the cup?
It's based on someone. They didn't just call it. They didn't just say, you look like a Sam Maguire.
No.
I think it's the arms.
So, I am absolutely delighted that you said that and not me, so I pretend I wasn't thinking of myself.
Yeah, no, it's based on...
So it's not even the cup, so I can't be like...
I was like, that'll free up some room in the car.
Yeah, so I was thinking, I was like, oh, Sammy D,
I'm going to go for the Rachels here.
I don't really know Sammy D, you know what I mean? I know he is.
He is a great car person. You know, when you just have great
Sammy's,
people in the car, he is funny.
Sam's dead on, yeah.
But see, when Katie says someone's good. Okay, he said,
no, you'd enjoy it. He makes fun of me for the entire car.
Oh, well then! Yeah, we're going to Sam's. So, is that unanimous Sam?
I'm not
Rachel's.
Yeah.
I like Rachel Stevens. I was listening to my LAX yesterday.
Sweet Jesus, LAX, is it? Jesus.
And Rachel Weisz is in one of the greatest films of all time. So
Black Widow.
I meant The Mummy, but.
Okay.
Go off.
<That's> worse.
I'll go the Rachels as well.
The Joes, Joe Tribbiani.
Tribbiani.
Oh.
Joe Cabray.
Oh.
Cotton-eyed Joe. Joe, how do I pronounce that name?
Pesci.
There's a lot of that thing.
Or the Jimmy / Jims, Jimmy Uso, Jim. I'll fix it. I want to see that now. I look at these sort of in advance and kind of go, which one I go. So that kind of flips it. Jim Malloy
flips it back.
Flips it back. And Hillbilly Jim. See, initially, see, I didn't notice Jim will fix it because I was looking at Jimmy Uso. I was like, oh, that's a bit of a risk. You don't want to be in a long car journey with, you know, the Usos.
Yeah.
But then I saw Jim Malloy. I was like, hey! I'll take the risk of tango with Jim Malloy. But then I saw Jim will fix it. I'm like, I don't know any of the Joes, but I assume they're bad based off the nature of the Jimmys besides Malloy.
Well, you know, Joker Bray, Joey Tribbiani, good. Again, it's a roller coaster. Joey Tribbiani, good. Joker Bray, not, we all have our own opinions. But Cotton Eye Joe, catchy. Not a real
person. It's just the song.
Yeah.
So that frees up space in the car then. It's just
a
song.
There you go. That's a good show. Like, there's a high possibility that there's going to be a drunk driver and there's actively a paedophile in the Jimmy and Jim's car. But Jimmy Malloy, Jimmy Malloy's really sound. But there's more space for Cotton Eye Joe. Oh, it's gonna be really awkward with me and Joker Bray. I'm gonna go with that. Awkwardness is the worst in a car journey. I'm gonna go with the Jimmys. Like Jimmy's, yeah. He's not gonna touch me. I'm 34.
I've just finished a deep dive podcast on Jimmy Savile, and then I rewatched the Louis Theroux documentary last night. So he has occupied more space in my mind than he should have recently, and I could not share a car with him. He's disgusting. I'm talking about Jim will fix it, by the way. I just mean, like, after
Jimmy Malloy.
Jimmy Malloy
just sideswiped.
Kate Harvey shoots on another listener.
I'm sorry, I love Jimmy. I love him to bits, but I can't.
This is Jimmy Malloy that you love to bits.
Yeah.
That Jimmy will fix it.
Clarify.
I watched a documentary. Right, I'm going to cut that.
Yeah, go ahead.
I watched a documentary, and he's taking up a lot of mind in my head. I love Jimmy.
So I have to go with the Joes.
Yeah, so there's just to clarify, there are no pedos in the Joker, am I right? I don't know them all. So if that's the case, I'm sorry, Jimmy Malloy. It would have been a pleasure, kind of, sort of, but because it's just the company, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to go with the Joes. The Collinses, yeah. John Collins, Michael Collins, Ronnie Collins, or the Armstrongs, Neil Armstrong, Lance Armstrong, Butch Armstrong, and Billy Joe. I love Michael Collins, he's pretty cool, but Butch Armstrong, man. I'm a big Armstrong country person, so I'm probably gonna go with the Armstrongs on this one. I've no opinion on like the bike lad or the moon lad, but at least I know what they've done, you know, kind of way. It wouldn't be awkward. Like, you know the way, like, a lot of these other cars have gone in, I've been like, oh, you know, who are you and what have you done? They've actually done quite a lot, but I just don't know them, and it's a bit kind of awkward. Whereas at least with them, I know what they've done. Billy Joe Armstrong, is that Green Day?
Yeah.
Ah, so I know them all. Sort of.
We know there's no paedophiles there, so that's...
And also, like, I mean...
Is there a paedophile in the Collins car? Which ones?
Well, I only know Joan Collins and Michael Collins.
Still haven't answered.
Well, no, I'm pretty sure they're not paedophiles. I don't know who John Collins or Ronnie Collins is.
Ronnie Collins... Oh, Phil's going to kill me for that. Ronnie Collins, LOI legend.
You know, I've only been to 3 Bowes matches. I'm not that.
You're supposed to. He's a Bowes legend.
Oh shit, is he?
Yeah. Player and. No, I don't think you managed them. I did manage them, sorry. Yeah, there you go. I'm going to go for the Collins. Ronnie Collins is great crack. Michael Collins, good crack. Joan, there. Probably not going to talk much anyway, so I'm going to go for the Collinses here.
Where's James Collins off Luton Town? That's what I want to know. That may have swayed my answer.
Lance Armstrong, I don't want to be in a car with Lance Armstrong. Lance Armstrong's like got one story. Butch, solid. Billy Joe, nonplussed.
I think it's just because I know, at least I know of the Armstrongs, so I'm going to go with the Armstrongs. Sure. Another great question, Kento.
The Armstrongs.
Okay. But yeah, thanks for the question, Kendo. At Dave Bandana, I recently started collecting crystals for healing. So what I'd like to know is, what are the most unusual superstitions that you all have, if at all?
Oh, I've got a weird one. I thought about this and I'm like, oh my God, this is actually so strange. But like, I do. And it's active to this day. So every Sunday morning, without fail, I need to say the name of Guardian football journalist Barney Roney in the voice of Total Football Weekly podcast host James Richardson, or my entire family will die. And I know this sounds like a bunch of random words that I put together, but it's also true. And I could probably explain it, but I don't know if it'd make it better. But every Sunday, since like the time passed, I have to do it. Like, it doesn't matter where I am. I did this on a bus last Sunday. Okay, I'm on the 39 out to see my family last Sunday, and I had to go under my mask. Money around.
Why just imagine like you waking up on a Monday morning going, oh fuck, and you go to get 39 in, just everyone's blood everywhere. Everyone's I knew I forgot something.
This, I never thought I'd share this with anyone. It's a very weird thing that I do, but I'm like, I actually do have a weird superstition.
It's fun to see instant regret as you're telling me. Because
I know, because I'm kind of in a reasonably similar boat, kind of, sort of, not really. But, it's the sort of thing you really do sort of keep to yourself. You don't talk about it ever, so when you say it out loud, you're like, that's a bit weird, actually. Like, you know what I'm going to think about that, like, forever? Like, if we're ever hanging out on a Sunday, I'm like, is he going to say it? Is he going to say it?
No, say it once. I'm going to say it once.
Oh, you say it twice. Is that it fucking up then?
Does it bother you said it today and it's not Sunday?
No, that's fine. Now, that's just me doing it wrong. I can say it again. Bonnie Rooney.
And you have to say it like that.
Yeah, and you have to say it in that voice. That's the purpose. Like, why would I say it in that voice?
Yeah, why would he say it in that voice?
Yeah, sorry, I'm so stupid. Oh, fucking hell. That is actually the best thing I've ever heard. Now that I'm processing what you've told me. I could be sitting next to me on a bus one day wearing a mask. I don't recognise whoever at first. I just hear, Ronnie Benoni.
I used to have to, like, at the start of lockdown, I'd go out to, what you call it, I'd go out, and there's a thing that prompts me to say it. That's why it happens every Sunday. It's not something that I just say.
What prompts you to say?
It's a long story, and it's not interesting, and the story is much funnier if I don't explain it. But during lockdown, at the start of it, like, I used to do all my Sunday shopping on Sunday mornings, and like, I used to get prompted to say it, like, and I'd have to be like under my breath, oh my god, money running. Yeah, this is a weird week for you guys. This is a weird week.
Oh my god, fucking hell.
I don't feel like any of mine are out there now. Like,
yeah, Katie's gonna be like proper normal in response to me, like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Like, I have to do things evenly with both sides of my body. Like, if I touch the right side of my face, I have to touch the left side. If I crack my right knuckle, I have to crack my left. Like, I have to do everything evenly on my body. Or like,
that's a lot more taxing than mine though. That's like,
hey, your whole family just fucking dies in a fire.
Like, it's nothing to do with like what I think will happen. It's just I can't relax then if I haven't done it on both sides. Or like, if I'm opening a can of Coke, I can't open it until I've tapped the top 5 times. Like, I remember once Phil opened it and I'd only done 2 taps, and I tell you,
no! Just throw it out the window.
But that superstition comes from the fact when I remember reading somewhere, if you tap a can of Coke, it won't spray when you open it. Because I didn't trust people to not shake cans of Coke and open them in my face. I don't know why I had that fear, but it was a fear. So I just started tapping cans, and now I can't tap. Like, I have to tap every can that I come across. I'm a bit like, no new shoes on the table. You know, that's a massive one.
Is that a superstition?
Yeah.
Is that not just like
normal, like, kind of just good courtesy?
No, putting shoes on
it's bad luck. Like, it might just be bad luck because my ma would slap me upside the head.
Bad luck
because
now,
like,
whatever you're standing on outside is on your fucking table. Like, that's not really luck.
That's
just bad
idea. Like,
and what was it? I work with a lot of Brazilian people, and they told me that if you ever leave your flip flops upside down, your parents will die. So that has worked its way into.
Okay, thanks, man. Thanks for letting me know.
That's worked its way into my kind of superstitions as well. Now.
I just like think the doctor is like in the hospital going, okay, things are going great, things are going okay, everything seems to be stable. I look over and see flip flops upside down, and just like, oh no.
This happened as I had taught a yoga class, and I came in and kicked off my flip flops to put my runners back on. And one of the girls walked in and just went, ah! I they told me, and to this day I've been so careful with my flip-flops at work.
That sounds so distressing.
I've like a million of one of these, to the point where I actually like kind of googled if I have like OCD or anything like that. Like I don't tell people, oh, I have OCD or anything like that, because I've never like been medically diagnosed or anything like that, so I don't want to like, you know, hop on it like it's a fucking, you know, social media trend or something like that, you know what I mean? Obviously it affects a lot of people, but whenever I look at the symptoms, I'm always like, oh yeah, I have that one, oh yeah, and that one. Oh yeah, and that one. Like, so I have like a lot of these, like a lot, like a lot. As in, it follows me around all day. A lot of them would be like related to numbers and like the time. Yeah. So you see right there, like this would be an example, right? It's 9:10 right now, yeah, which is 21:10. If that becomes 21:12, say I open up my lock screen and it's 21:12, or a time that's like reverse, symmetrical, a time that's like it, like how that, like 10:22 at night. 2:22, or like, you know what I mean, something, or 11, even like 11. Or even 7:15 is like 1916, the patriotic year. or a number that like registers me in any way, I have to like unlock. But like, I don't, see, I've been kind of fighting this off sort of mentally, so I try not to do it because it was really starting to like take over, you know what I mean? Like,
so if you see 1915, are you waiting like
no, it's only if like I open it and it just happens to be the time, I'm like, right. Oh, actually, I did one time. Tristan gave me a lift home. I think I told the story before, but Tristan gave me a lift home from Phoenix once, and we arrived home at like 4:18 a.m. And I was like, "Ah, Tristan, can you wait 2 minutes? Go on, fine." And I was like, "Thanks, Tristan. Thanks, Jay. Just wait 2 minutes." And when it turned 4:20, I was like, "Way! That was not you know, one of these. That was funny." Like, we're up at nearly 4:30 in the morning, and I wasted 2 minutes of time. Just to make myself laugh. They understood, they know me. I'd have been even funnier if it was somebody that I didn't know and I wasn't like close to them. Just start like, sorry, this is important, can you wait?
just Lance Armstrong, just like, are we gonna go or?
And Jimmy Malloy and Jim O'Fixon, come on!
Jim O'Fixon just like, I'm a pedophile, this is a really shit.
Yeah, but, yeah, so a lot, like, I'm trying to think, there's so many, it'd be, like, touching, like, if I'm, like, sitting, so when I watch TV or my, like, my laptop, whatever, it's usually at, like, a desk, so say if I'm watching the UFC, right, and I'm rooting for someone to win, I'll always be like, oh, shit, I have to, oh, this is the worst, UFC is the worst for it, because there's a fucking timer on the screen the entire time in front of me, like, during all the rounds, so I'm like, right, we'll be like, what, like 1:11 or something like that, would just say like, or it might be like 2 minutes or a halfway point in the round, exactly. Yeah. Like, I have to touch this fucking desk with 4 fingers on my right hand 4 times exactly. Yeah, yeah. This doesn't leave, like, this is all day, like. And I'm trying to think of other shit. Like, there's one that is like, where it's like, is it drains on the ground?
Yeah.
Like, you know, there's like 4 of them in the ground. If I step on that, I'd die. Not me, but like, yeah, you know, usually, like, it's not even like specific, but it'd be like, you know, like your family's gonna die or some shit.
Yeah.
But the gas thing was, I remember like my friend, this is like one of my first superstitions. This wasn't really like something that kind of developed over the last like 2 years or so, when like this is kind of really kicked off. This was like a really early one where it was kind of like, it started with just my friends, whatever. And it was like, apparently like, but if you walk on a accident, you can spit on it and that like reverses it. But I'm like, I hate spitting, so I'm never doing that. So I'm trying to think, there's so many, like there's literally so many. nothing tops like that, that's when I realized I like have a bit of a problem though, when it started becoming like verbal. Like I'd be talking to my dad or something in the kitchen, I'd be like, you have to say this word that is in your head now,
yeah,
otherwise
yeah,
something horrible is going to happen. So Jesus. I'm like, so I'd like squeeze, it wouldn't be like a crazy, it'd be a word that's relevant to the conversation, but it's like, the fact that this is now altering my conversations, you know what I mean? Like, I need to sort of, you know what I mean? Like, I need to just sort of try and fight this, you know what I mean? So a lot.
I don't think Dave expected this when he asked this question.
This is a banging question.
Dave is really good at getting these questions. He asks a knockers out of question and it just unravels us.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think, a really obvious one as well, something with footsteps or like, because again, I've got like lucky numbers and unlucky numbers, but the problem is, say to be like, if I like touch something with like two fingers here and then like 5 fingers here, but if I add up that number, it's an unlucky one, or if I multiply it, it's lucky. So what do I believe? You know what I mean? It just, this weighs on me. So yeah, probably worth looking at, but I mean, there is a pandemic, so yeah, I don't know. But there you go. Thanks for the question, Dave.
Really interesting.
Wait, what's the name of the player again before we move on?
Manny Arone. He's not even a player. He writes for the Guardian. He's a random journalist.
So he doesn't realise this, but somewhere in the world there is somebody who has to say his name.
He's going to realise it because I'm going to tag him in a tweet and I'll probably see it. Like
that is just beautiful. Thank you for the question at Dave Bandana. At J Malloy 1985, the non-pedo Jimmy.
I don't know if you should, Clara. Like, I don't think...
It feels like by clarifying it as that, that it makes it, it raises suspicion.
Yeah, I
think he'd be happy with the introduction. Jimmy Malloy, not a pedo. I mean, I thought that was pretty good. But is Ted Lasso the best fictional football team show ever? Yes, even better than Dream Team.
No, not yet, because there's only been one season of it. It is, however, an amazing
No
football.
Spoilers, I'm only two episodes in.
Oh my god, you're gonna really like it. It is really good. It could be. It very, very, very well could be. And it's mental because it's an American written and produced TV show about a Premier League football side. A fictional Premier League football side. But they get it. They just get football and it's brilliant. What's that?
Is this new?
There was only one season last year, yeah. So I look it up. It's on Apple TV, but you can find it in places. But they need a plane crash. They need the team to die multiple times. They can't have a corrupt manager. That'd just break my heart because Ted Lasso's the nicest guy ever. They need a goalkeeper holding the entire dressing room hostage because he's got a gambling addiction. They need a bit of that. It is already better than Renford Rejects. I can confirm that.
No.
I can confirm that. But it's not better than Dream Team just yet. It needs just a few more reps.
Just so you know what it's about. It's about an NFL coach that gets drafted to coach a soccer team.
Yeah.
Is this a comedy?
Yeah.
Oh, is this their man who was like, oh, they call me wanker or something like that? And he's really proud of it?
Yeah.
I saw the ad for this. Did he not get sacked though?
No, it's...
In the ad though, did he get sacked?
Yeah, it's based off an ad. So it was an ad campaign that Apple then bought and made a TV show out of.
Oh, fuck. I didn't know that was a show.
And it is. You're right. It was the NBC Premier League football ad campaign. And they just made it a TV show.
Oh, because I remember looking at the ad going, that's really funny. I'd watch that like more.
It's really, really good. It's really good. But it's also really heartening, like, because he's very, like, he doesn't know anything about football, but he just, like, builds up people's confidence and stuff like that. And he just has loads of cheesy phrases. It's brilliant.
That actually is interesting.
Yeah.
My favourite one is, I think it's gone off Netflix now, but it's called Blue Mountain State. And it's about an American football team.
Yeah.
It's very, very good. And there's a movie as well. Have you seen the movie?
No.
It's called The Rise of Pad. And it follows Pad after he leaves the team. It's genius. It's so good. Like,
I watched a few episodes of that. It is good. Different football, though. Let's just clarify.
I call football.
That's actually a controversial one. Mine's, like, the only thing I can add to this, it's not a show, but my dad called me down the other night to watch Escape to Victory. And it's just, I find it really funny because it's obviously a movie and it's like the Allies have like Pele, Bobby Moore and all, like Sylvester Stallone I think is there as well.
Yeah.
And like the Nazis have like fucking Connor Salmon and like fucking like, the German equivalent of just random shite, like, you know what I mean? I always found that really, really funny. And also, fun fact about Escape to Victory, did you know that in order to train for the role of I can't remember the character's name, but Pele actually had a 20-year career where he played football for quite a bit of time just to prepare for the role. So I thought that was like really cool.
Overkeen scoop right there.
Yeah. Thank you for the question, non-pedophile Jimmy Malloy. Tom@pop_cult_pod. The trailer for Jackass 4 just came out. Aside from wrestling, what is the dumbest or most dangerous stunt you've ever done? In my teens, I had a party trick of eating nettles, and my friends and I would throw ourselves off bikes or trolleys at an age we should have known better.
Oh, I can't say wrestling. Oh, fuck.
Actually, wrestling's a fucking... Well, what about your sunset flip onto the floor of a Still Oregon community centre?
See, it's aside from wrestling. That's what I thought of.
Oh, shite.
And I also... The story I was going to tell, because I think I've told that story before on the show, the story I was going to tell was the story I told you guys a few weeks ago, where I broke my coach's bed.
Yeah, I was thinking about today, actually.
He put us in a training match. Like, I'll tell you anyway, fuck it, sorry. I'm going to break your one rule. Sorry. But, like, yeah, it was, like, he put us, me in a training match, and it was my first day ever training, so I was not ready for it. So I'm like, I can't just pretend I'm gonna do stupid shit like jump off shit. And it was like, you can't see Fight Factory, but it's like kind of, what would you call this type of build? Like, not a warehouse, but what would you call it? Like this.
It used to be like a garage the way it's laid out. Like,
yeah, it's laid out like the stairs coming up to, like, and we're in kind of the top office room, if that makes sense. There were similar stairs in there, and like the coach at the time, Lee Butler, rest in peace, by the way, he's passed away since, but he lived in that gym for like a few weeks, and his bed was just at the end of it. And I'm on the stairs, and I'm like, I wanted to get a pop, like, I couldn't rest, I couldn't do anything else. So I turn around to the guy I'm working, and I just go, push me. And I go, I can do stupid shit. So I jump halfway down the stairs onto his bed and accidentally crack his backboard, and I'm like, oh shit. And that was the first time I had heat.
Did you get a pop though?
Yeah, hey! So I was like, yeah, never again got to that height. Kenny, you definitely got like
any regrettable stunts that have any resulted in any long term implications that
you yeah, but it's outside of wrestling.
Oh.
You definitely still have stunts though.
Like, I used to think I was real like mad good at rollerblading, and I wasn't. Like, in my old estate there was a really steep hill, so I was gonna rollerblade from the top to the bottom one day. Well, I got about a quarter of the way down the hill and I'd lost my bottle. And I tried to turn into a garden, but I misjudged the way I turned, and I actually just ended up going through a fence into someone else's garden and landed in a pile of like weeds and nettles. And then the person came out, and I was literally just sitting arse first in their fucking flower bed, hole in their fence with my rollerblades all going, I didn't make it. I also tried to rollerblade across the top of a wall. Slipped.
Yeah.
Leg each side.
Oh.
Ended up scraping my knees, like from my knee right up to my hips, both sides of my legs. Days before mobile phones, so just had to send a neighbouring child to run and get my ma to get me off the wall. I don't rollerblade anymore.
I remember I nearly died when I was a kid, and like I nearly drowned in a public swimming pool. And the reason I nearly drowned is because what I did was so stupid and like the wrong combination of stupid and cocky that everyone thought I was messing, to the point that they just didn't help. And I nearly died because I couldn't swim, but yet I saw it fit to make a big scene where I'm like, Timber! And then dived into a pool that like was, I didn't realize was the deep end. So I made a big scene, did a big dive, and then immediately started drowning because I didn't have the tools, and I could hear people laughing, and I'm like, I'm dying. And then I passed out, I woke up with someone working on me at the side of the film, people like, he's messing though, isn't he? Like, because why would you do that? Corbin Keane, any dumb stunts?
Well, nothing that tops that one, but nothing that tops feeling people are thinking that I was comfortably drowning. We all basically wanted to be like Jackass. I was big into Jackass when I was 11. So we did this like series that was like Jackass, but the reason it was stupid, it wasn't dangerous, but the reason it was stupid is it wasn't dangerous. The stunts were just shite. Like, it'd be something like jumping out of a tree, or like rolling down a hill, or like going to a stranger's house, knocking on the door, or like ringing the doorbell and running away. But they're clearly not there. None of the cars are there. It's clearly empty, but we're like running away.
I actually sounds really entertaining. Just like the anti-Jackass. It's like, none of these stunts are dangerous. You can try them if you want.
See, that video, like, that would have been great if that was part of it. If that was, yeah, we meant it, you know what I mean? It'd be funny. But it's just like, and also it was recorded, it was in the day of mobile phones. The problem was, it was 2 megapixel Nokia phones, so if you see it, it's literally just like different squares, and you're kind of like, what's that square doing? Like, It's fucking gas though. My cousin actually showed me a load of them on like a really old phone that he found. I was like, oh my god, that is gas. Like, but,
I really want to watch that show.
Yeah,
it's a safe stun still. Now.
Yeah. Oh, I had the Jackass music. I had the one of the intros and outros. One of them was the Jackass music. One of them was the Nitro Circus music. I was big at the Nitro Circus at the time as well. So those were my influences, and unfortunately, they didn't influence me into making anything good. But I was 11, so part of the story. Thank you for the question, at Brianomaniac. So Cena's back, but is he A, the actual John Cena, B, a persona used by The Fiend, C, a clone, D, Cena's evil twin brother, John Cena? But as we say, The Fiend is an entity. that's all I really have to answer this question with. The Fiend is an entity, and for that reason, I'm going to go with a B. But do either of you have any sort of insight to add?
I want it to be John Cena. And it's like, that's why Roman Reigns won't fight him, because it's like, you're not. And then he's like, Melly! And I was like, yes, he's the mystery French guy.
I don't know, I like the idea of a clone, because he's a lot of places at once now. Like, you know, he could be filming a movie and in WWE and like helping a sick child and apologising in Chinese all at the same time. And, you know, I think we could be seeing a clone John Cena.
Possibly. I'm going to stick with The Fiend. I'm pretty confident in that. Right, so fair enough. Thank you for the question, Brian. Adam, at Clueless Nerd, was rewatching some Brock Lesnar matches over the last week and have to give credit where it's due. Given the right opponent, Lesnar can make them look great through his selling. Do you think people sleep on how good Lesnar is at selling for an opponent?
Yes. Lesnar's great, yeah. Like, when you think of it, like, when Lesnar backs off, like, think of the great matches Lesnar's had over the past few years. AJ Styles, Daniel Bryan. Those kind of matches where, like, it's a smaller guy you don't expect. And then when they start to get on top, think of him against Daniel Bryan when Bryan got him in that submission. Like, and Lesnar is purple and just screaming his head off and stuff like that. And when that happens, like, it's so unexpected and so jarring that you scream back. The only way is you to go, and then, like, think about, like, the big moments. Drew McIntyre eliminating him from the Rumble after he started from number one. Like, when he gets his comeuppance, you're like, oh, straight away. So, yeah, like, sneakily one of the best. And, like, it's not sneakily because, like, you know who loves Lesnar? Wrestlers. Wrestlers love wrestling. Like, I remember John Cena calling him one of the best in-ring performers of all time and just doesn't get appreciated for it. I don't know if I got that far, but, like, he is. He's amazingly effective at what he does. And like, he doesn't need us to kind of talk about it. He doesn't care. He's not listening to this, you know what I mean? He's off eating meat somewhere that he found in his little top knot. You know what I mean? That's what Brock Lesnar's doing right now. Their responses and the reactions we give him, and we respond exactly how he wants in these situations. So, yes.
Yes.
I don't think really he's that underrated. I think most fans do appreciate Lesnar. It's just that, like, they don't appreciate, like, the inactivity and stuff like that. But yeah, no, he's excellent. I think Lesnar's fucking deadly, to be honest.
Yeah.
It's a shame that we're not getting Lesnar last year at SummerSlam. I think Goldberg was plan B, to be honest.
Could be WrestleMania.
I'm hoping. Or even, like, I mean, who knows? It could be... I'd be happy to see it anywhere and everywhere, but WrestleMania would be, like, unreal.
If we get him at WrestleMania, we won't mind not getting him now. We're like, yeah, this is a WrestleMania.
I'm actually happy to see Lesnar smash Goldberg. Lashley smash Goldberg.
Yeah.
That's what happened. So, I mean, it's all good, but I really want to see Lashley Lesnar at some point. Even if it's on main event, I don't care. I just want to watch it. or in Bellator, I want to watch it. Thank you for the question, Adam. At Joe Stodge, what's the most inappropriate Halloween costume you've ever seen someone wearing? When I was in primary school, my friend's brother came in wearing a black bomber jacket, a pair of sunglasses, hair slicked back, a toy submachine gun, and a Ziploc bag full of sugar. He was a drug dealer.
I think a lot of the inappropriate Halloween costumes I've seen are now inappropriate in hindsight. But I do remember thinking when I was going to Back Bar in Bray on Halloween one night that four lads from Bray probably shouldn't be dressed up as team from Cool Runnings.
Oh.
They had built a bobsled though. They put work into it. But
they just undermine it. Yeah.
Yeah. Even you know, it not being in the current climate, I thought that was probably a misstep.
Not great. I remember, blackface definitely. Like any blackface is okay, especially in hindsight. I remember though one of Fibber's where a guy. Oh, it was disgusting, but my God, you had to admire the effort. Dressed up as a bloody tampon.
Oh.
Like, and it was like fucking string and all. And it was like the effort that he went in, but it was just so disgusting to look at every time. Yeah, so that's it for me.
I can't think of one that I've seen in person. I know there was... sexy Heinz ketchup outfit, which I thought was a bit odd. There was a matching one for the mustard as well. Bit inappropriate, bit odd. I mean, sexualizing mustard and ketchup like that, but that's not the most inappropriate, but I just couldn't think of one. So I'm gonna go with that as my answer. Thank you for the question, Joe. At @Owen_Davis1, with the Olympics starting on Friday, what Olympic events are you certain you could beat your co-host at?
I'm not looking to brag, but you are looking at the Coolmine Community School 2004 long jump
four.
And shot put sports day champion.
Oh,
Santry.
Because I was shot put champion in Bragg.
Okay.
That's what I played was shot played. I don't know if that's the right word.
Did you ever play? You shot a bit of put.
Did you go to Santry for like a mad sports thing?
This is where it gets interesting.
Because you just brought back a complete thing that, like, our memory, like, completely erased. About, like, yeah, like, didn't people go to Santry in school for being good at, like, certain sports?
And I could have actually taken, like, the timing could have worked out where I could have been the same event and shot some putt with a young person like Eddie Harvey. However, I was not, because I was just so excited and enthralled at just being in Santry. I was a fat kid, like, you know what I mean? I couldn't believe I won the long jump. I think it was just because no one else entered. But I did. I was there and I won. I missed my shot put events. I missed it. I arrived, like, because you get 3 goals, and I arrived at goal number 3, and I'm like, can I play now? And they're like, it's a real sport, it doesn't work that way. You don't just get to join in and get participation goals. I'm like, and my PE manager was so mad at me, and I'm like, my PE teacher, he's so mad at me, like, he was so angry, and he's like, you let the school down, and I'm like, I was never gonna win.
The school on its fucking knees now, because they're what class is
Shopway, like third year or something.
Third year student didn't get do well in the shot put, and the school just fucked it. It's collapsed.
I don't know if I'd win the shot put. Like, knowing that I have a competitor here,
you definitely win now on my fucking reconstructed elbow.
Who knows though, that could just like remove some, like, I don't know, some that could give you some like wind like advantage or something like that, could give you superpowers. I would be confident that I'd beat both of you in the long jump, like, especially now that you're jumping for 2 now, do you know what I mean?
I couldn't jump for 1, to be fair. I've never done leapfrog successfully in my life, so.
Yeah, I was shy at long jump. My brain doesn't grasp how you jump long, like. I'd say I'd win at weightlifting because I'm jacked, for one.
Fair.
I'd say baseball, just because apparently that's an Olympic sport. I didn't know that, but I googled Olympic sports earlier today to answer this question. I was banging at Wii Sports whenever I got into my groove on the baseball. I was like, yeah. I can tell you, I can give one maybe, I don't know if either of you are, if one of you are even half decent at this in any way, you could beat me, I can guarantee it, badminton. Because I couldn't serve in badminton. When things got going, it was alright. But I couldn't serve because it's not a ball. It's a fucking shuttlecock. Cock. But it doesn't, like... It doesn't, like... You can't... You know what I mean? You throw it up and it's like you're meant to hit, obviously, the part that comes down then. But, like, when you're serving, that part doesn't come down. It, like... It's still kind of sideways or whatever. So I hit it and, like, it just... Nothing happens. Like, I end up missing it and... No, I didn't hate badminton because, like, it was fun in a way. But I certainly wasn't good at it.
I didn't like it. I'd be fairly confident in karate.
Yeah.
Did you not get your nose broken? Actually, I'd back myself to be getting karate.
I still made it to the world championships.
Yeah, but you got barred.
Yo, I'm going to take the world champion over Keane here.
Wait, I'm going to go back now. Wikipedia, Olympic sports. I am just, this is...
I think basketball I'd be alright at.
I'll be gas.
Basketball is my sport. I've got two sports I'm good at, tennis and basketball. I'm very, very good at tennis.
I was,
basketball, I'm okay.
I was watching basketball today. This is my first day actually even like watching the Olympics. So obviously, most of it's happening at like 4 in the morning. But somebody mentioned the badminton because obviously that was the one Olympian going in that who I recognise. I forget his name now, but he basically had like a nice story and all that. So I was rooting for him and all that. He didn't win in the end, but he did really well. And I just got invested. But I just left the TV on then after the badminton to see what else come on.
Not knowing.
Yeah, that's the name.
He's one of my heroes, but like I'm starting doing this weird thing like when I'm watching the Olympics, like I'll get like so into the people, like I'll become so invested, like Ellen O'Mara the other day, or Ellen Walter was, or Mona McSherry, and Nat Noyan, and I become a hero. So like I'll start like coming up with chants. I was like, Nat's the way, I like feeling Nat. And then as soon as like they lose, I'll just go, well, you let your country down. every time they don't come first, I'm like, well, you let your country down. I love the Olympics, love it.
Oh, table tennis, easy, because I remember fucking during PE and 6 year and all that, like they didn't really care that much. They'd be like, right, you can play football or you can fuck off and play table tennis or do basketball outside. So my two answers, right, one is table tennis, just because like we were really shy at table tennis. Actually, no, I removed that answer from my my answers. But basketball is an interesting one, because if I can pick my team, I'd win. But they'd be carrying me.
Your coach, player coach.
Because basically, the basketball that I watched today in the Olympics, I had the absolute fucking crack watching it, right?
3-3, was it?
Yeah! It was Russia and Latvia, and I was rooting for the Latvians, and they got it in the last second. So like, apparently, it was up to 21, but I didn't know. It was an outside shot, you know what I mean? So he fucked it in at a distance, and he got it, and I was like, oh! And then he all started celebrating. I was like, lads, you still have like 20 seconds left. It's like, and I just gave him the medals. I was like, alright, cool, you up, Latvia. But it was just so exciting, it was so fun, it was all action start to finish. I was like, man, this is deadly. But it's also what like they play in school and PE and all that, you know what I mean? It wasn't like actual like basketball match, you know what I mean? It was just like the one basket. But it was really exciting. Yeah, it was deadly. I was like, this is class. So I had a lot of basketball type friends when I was in school. Like they're just really into it. It's mad because I don't know anybody, you're into basketball, I suppose. But I don't tend to know like a huge amount of people who are into basketball, but they're just really into it for some reason. And I just feel like they'd be quite good at it. So if we could pick our teams, what about a low blows basketball 3v3 team?
We'll be the three teams.
I probably should have said wrestling as the answer to this question.
But isn't that like amateur, like Kurt Angle wrestling? Like
yeah,
amateur?
But I used to do that as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, I used to do randori, which is the karate version of grappling.
That's fucking deadly. What? I like, were you good at it? Like,
well, if I say yes, you're not going to believe me.
That's true. That's so interesting.
I've been burned before.
Thank you for the question, though. The Olympics is interesting. Now, if it was on at a better time this year, I'd probably give it more time. But at Simpsons WWE, what did you think the pinnacle of luxury / big living when you were younger was? I was convinced HB's romantic cake was reserved for the mega rich.
I used to look jealously into my next door neighbor's garden as I would watch them with their little trailer where they had like a mobile home out the front, and I was like, wow. To the point that I annoyed my parents into us going on a mobile home holiday. We went to Clare Head, where I spent the next few weeks as a child being miserable as I realized that the reality of this mobile home life is you get to hear and live through like people close to you shitting in real time. And you're like, I do not think this is the experience of the elite that I have painted this out to be in my head, sir. It was not good, and I did not enjoy it, and I never asked to go back again after that.
Similar vein to the Romantica, to this day, my family's special occasion dessert is Vianetta.
Vianetta, it's one or the other. It's always one or the other.
To this day, like if it's someone's birthday or a big family event, there's a Vianetta being whipped out.
Did you ever just like, when you're an adult, like just get it? Like for no reason,
no.
Just because you're like, I can do this now.
No, I can't.
Special occasion.
I'm done it with romantic air. I've actually got romantic air a couple of times, and then I'm like, there's a lot of this. It's hard to eat by yourself.
Leisureplex birthdays were the fucking, that was king shit, you know what I mean? Because I remember once I had a football birthday in Slorg and Leisureplex, and it's sad now because obviously the place is now knocked down. I'm like, what? That's what, you can't knock that down, it's my childhood. I should have had an injunction or whatever it is, you know what I mean? Like, something just because I don't want them to. But yeah, Plexi could have still been inside for all we know, Plexi the dinosaur. Have I ever talked about my mate, Plexi the dinosaur? So my friend, he's your mama next door neighbour, Ben. Basically, when he was younger, he used to like kick the fuck out of Plexi, because Plexi the dinosaur would show up at kids' birthdays, you know, giving the food and being like, hey, it's your birthday, happy birthday, and all that shit, and it'd be a dinosaur or whatever. And like, you go and be like, ah, Plexi, ah, and like, Ben used to kick the fuck out of Plexi. Like, he'd go up to this dinosaur, which would have just been like, you know, a teenager, or like, you know, I mean, somebody from college, or working part time, whatever, you know what I mean? And just kick the fuck out, just beat the fucking shit out of Plexi. Just, he thought it was really, really funny, like. And then when he grew up, then he then got a job in that same leisure back, and he became Plexi, and the kids would beat the fuck out of him. So it's like long term storytelling. But Plexi has a really soft spot in my heart. But for me, the high life was the football birthday I had. We basically went upstairs this hall and we played football, and it was my team against, like, basically it was all my friends, and I got to be like first picker because it was like, you know what I mean, it was my birthday, do what I want. Yeah. And it's gas because, like, in hindsight, there's people on that team who like went on to play like youth football for Ireland and all that. No. And they were all people that I picked. So it was like I got to pick the same lad that I was just talking about a second ago, Ben. He's pretty good at football, and like a few others like from back then who like went on to be like pretty decent at football. And like, if we end up winning four, oh, they also got the Leisureplex staff member as well. The opponents got the Leisureplex staff member to even up the numbers, but he was shy and he wasn't allowed to score. That was the rule. He was only allowed like assist. So we end up winning 40-12. But the high life part comes from later on when we went down into the room. They had a football room, so you went in and you sat around this massive like sort of table, like a king's kind of table. You know what I mean? A big dinner kind of thing. And you'd all have like the Leisureplex ice cream, which I think is romantic. And you'd have football. Oh, like, again, this is like 2006, 2007, so it's like my era of the Premier League, you know what I mean, where you'd have like the kits on the wall from that sort of 2004, 2005, and like you'd have like a DVD playing of like all like random goals from 2004, 2005. And like, looking back on it, like, that actually, like, no, that was the highlight. I still do think that's the highlight, actually. That was fucking class, man. My other answer actually is also like you would say, holiday related. I did go abroad a couple of times as a kid, but I was never somebody who got to go abroad like every year or even every second year, you know what I mean? Kind of just the odd time. I'd say probably went abroad maybe 4 or 5 times, whatever. I preferred like Wexford holidays. That's where we used to go, was Wexford. And it's just gas because, like, we'd either go Kilmuckridge or we'd go to Curraghcloe. And it'd just be like a random house in Kilmuckridge or Curraghcloe. And like, at the time, I was like, particularly Kilmuckridge, the house had fucking Sky and everything. We never had Sky TV, like, in my house, do you know what I mean? And this house was massive as well, way bigger than the one that I live in, like, you know, like at home. So I was like, man, this is fun, this is the highlight, you know what I mean? But we actually drove past it recently there, like, not on holiday, just under normal circumstances, me and my dad. And when we went past it, I looked in, I was like, this is just some like gaff in fucking like Western. You know what I mean? Like, and like, the beach is just the beach, but it's like, to me, like, growing up when I was going on these holidays, it felt like fucking, you know what I mean, this is paradise, it's a beach, you know what I mean, water and sand, and look at this massive fucking house that we're staying in, you know what I mean, but this is Wexford. But again, I say, like, oh, looking back, you know, it wasn't the highlight, but actually, I think it was the highlight, very, very...
It never got better, like.
Yeah.
we're going to leave Dan's question for next week just because we're running tight on time and that might take a while, so we're going to go to Sean's question for the main event.
Right, Sean, with the last question, parents talk about what age you should tell your child that Santa isn't real, but I think it's also important to discuss what age you should tell your child that wrestling isn't real. When should you tell a child that wrestling is a work?
Love this. Katie, this has to be like a conversation that you're actually having now.
This conversation has kept, or like, this question has kept me up all week. I'm not going to lie. Thanks for that, Sean. way to stress out a pregnant lady. Yeah, I don't know. Like, do you let them
really
believe it for a while, or do you...
I think the answer is never. Never, I mean, like, absolutely never. Why would you sit there? First of all, do you have to tell your kid that wrestling's not real? Your kid's a bit dim, right? And secondly, your kid is not only is he dim, but they're also very lucky.
Because I mean, like, wrestling when you think it's legit is fucking gas. And also, I'd love to see you explain to, like, your child that, like, oh, wrestling's not real. And then you go out, get that injury, and you're coming back in. Your arm's like that. It's like, oh, but it's not real, it's not. It's like, well, no. But, I think it's just stupid. Because, I mean, like, first of all, like, the kid's going to figure it out for himself. Like, I always, do you remember when you found out, like, wrestling was scripted or whatever? Like, what was that like, and how old were you?
So, like, we had a TV show. I don't know if you saw this.
Oh, is this The Secrets of Pro Wrestling?
Yeah.
No, I never.
We, like, in, like, 1994, that was revealed, and it blew the lid off everything. Because you'd hear it, like, in schools. You know what I mean? It was still the same, like, where you'd say you like wrestling. You almost definitely got it. We all had this, like, where as soon as you say you like wrestling, a natural just response was, no, it's fake, you know what I mean? And you're like, it's not! And you have fights, and then you're like, you saw that, and you're like, this sounded fake, this sounded fake, that, and you're like, alright, I guess it is. But I still like it. But it was that, like, legit, that was kind of the moment for me. It was heartbreaking. So I think, I don't know if I'd rather have someone, or if I'd rather just keep it going and let them fight. If they're at the stage where they're now getting bullied and laughed at in school, like, I think it's time intervention is needed, where it's like...
But surely no at that stage, you know what I mean? Like, the thing is... Like,
you would be surprised.
The kid's going to figure out for themselves. Like, and they'll figure out together with other kids if other kids are into wrestling as well.
I think now with the internet, like, because I found out on the internet. I remember being...
The internet.
But wait to find out how I found out on the internet, because we didn't have that shit at home. We were at a hotel, and you remember the kiosk where you put, like, a fiver in and you got 2 minutes of internet? So me and my brother start looking up, like, DDP, WCW, and we stumbled across what must have been a dirt sheet. And it kind of got the cogs turning, and we were like, what the fuck are they saying? Like... And then I remember Mick Foley's book came out when I was about 10. I think I got it when I was about 12. And then that kind of like...
12?
Yeah.
So like, when you were like 11, you thought like everything that you're watching is like 100% legit?
No, like I knew because of the internet. I knew it was kind of fake, but Mick Foley's book explained to me the inner workings.
That's...
Yeah. Heels are the baddest.
like he explained like what bumping was and how matches are put together, and I was like,
with me it was a process. Like, I remember I did have a friend, again, same friend, Ben, came in from next door, and like,
damn it, Ben,
fuck's sake, Ben, came in like, oh, you know, wrestling's like not real. I was like, I know, but it is. I was kind of like, I think it is. Like, and he was like, oh, do you think so? I was like, yeah, I think, like, it was more like a gradual thing. And I remember, like, I'll never forget some of the theories flying around, like, well, actually, WWE is fake, but TNA now, this new company, is real.
ECW was all like,
ECW is real.
Yeah, it was.
It was all those like theories going around. I remember it was, but like, yeah, but that's the thing, it's like, or you know that it was like scripted, but then you'd be like, well, how do you do this, how do you do that? I didn't know for years how they bled. I was like, I remember I learned them like a Paraslam magazine, but it was like,
should have watched Secrets of Pro Wrestling. All covered there. But they, like, they had a section on signs being ripped up, and it's like, those fans are not real sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes, I mean, like, they usually are, like, that's a gas thing, like, but yeah, like, fucking, it's just, like, it was gradual process, but I mean, like, it's one of those things where it's, like, it's actually what I find with my parents, that it's actually the opposite. Like, I'm now, like, they're, like, you know, around 60, and I'm like, no, that's real. And they're like, that's not real. I was like, that is real, that's legit. You know what I mean? So it's, like, it actually is the other way around.
That's hilarious.
But if you're a wrestling fan, and you're, I think if your kids are into wrestling, 100%, just leave them at it. You don't need to intervene, like, you know what I mean? And
you're going to get the question, like, from around, like, 3 or 4. Do you know what I mean? Because it's going to be, like, why is Lee over with someone that he's having a blood feud?
Yeah.
Like,
please play along. Please play along. Be like, look.
But like, they'll be down the training school. They're going to see it from the get-go.
Yeah, but MMA fighters train together. You know what I mean? They fight each other in the octagon. You know what I mean? They learn how to throw punches and things. You know what I mean? Like,
this is gonna be mad. Yeah, like,
play along, it'd be funny.
Yeah, that's it. There's a real deal when the kid's there, they have to keep kayfabe.
Oh my god.
And it's like a promo class. Like, so they have to keep kayfabe. Justy will keep kayfabe until that kid is like 60.
And when you're watching a show and everybody's at each other's throats, but they're like mates in the training centre, but look, they have to keep it civil because there's only one. They all need the training skill to improve their skill set, you know what I mean? So, you know, they know obviously if they start fighting there, they're fucking
out. Exactly like NXT UK.
Justy will do this, like, when even when the kid's like, I know wrestling's fake, Justy will come over to your gaff and just be like, SHUT UP! That's how he is anyway.
What I want to see is that, like, you tell them that, like, no, it's legit, and then when they finally, like, have their first match, they just full on shoot on the other person, like, beating the fuck, like, blood everywhere. It's like, oh my god, and, like, it's a kid show, everybody's like, oh my god, what's happened? And it's just like, yeah! I'm the fucking champion! It's like a girl, like a 30-year-old man at the stage, like,
should have told them, yeah.
Yeah, they probably should have told
Sean
them.
Sean tried to warn us.
yeah, bye.